sundry, with a massive contingent of more than 500 cowpoke contestants lined up. Local rodeo fans can anticipate plenty of adrenaline-packed thrills and spills starting tonight with the Sundry Pro Rodeo's first performances of the weekend. "It's huge," said Shane Crouch, president of the Sundry Rodeo and Race Association, the organization behind the community's biggest annual event. "Whereas anywhere around 450 cowboys and girls usually come out to test their mettle at the Sundry Pro Rodeo, there are nearly 530 registered this year," said Crouch, largely attributing that substantial increase to a big $1,000 jump in the cash prize payout offered to competitors courtesy of sponsors. "We've upped our prize money to $6,000 in each of the major events," he said, adding the association also managed to secure the cash payout for the added breakaway roping competition that over the last 2 years has become part of the Canadian Professional Rodeo Association's recognized events. "We have 62 breakaway ropers coming this year," he said, adding there were perhaps about 30 last year. To boot, the weekend will also boast the largest draw of ladies' barrel racers we've ever had in Sundry, he said. "Last year had been a record with a little more than 120, whereas most years see about 100 barrel racers. But the 2022 lineup has 145 cowgirls ready to compete," he said. "I think it just goes to show that the ladies' barrel racers really enjoy coming to Sundry," he said. "With so many additional contenders in the running for buckles, prize money and bragging rights, there will be a large overflow in the slack," he said. "It's going to be probably a three-hour event this year," he said. "Usually, we can get it off in 2 hours. But we just got so many contestants, it's a way larger overflow in the slack. In a nutshell, that means splitting up the large bulk of competitors into other performances to accommodate the additional contenders. If not, we'd be having a five-hour-long rodeo and nobody wants that," said Crouch. "Having overflow in the slack generally happens annually," he added. "It's just way bigger this year than it has been in the past just because of the amount of contestants we got this year," he said, adding there will also be a mix of international talent. "Rough stock will be supplied by Matcha Pro Rodeo Company, Pengali Rodeo, Lazy 2 Rodeo as well as the Calgary Stampede, while timed event stock are coming from Darren Shaw. As for other crowd-pleasing acts in between performances, rodeo entertainer Dennis Halstead was unable to attend this year. He got invited to go to Reno, Nevada this year," said Crouch. "It's a huge rodeo down there, so he's actually in Reno. But there are several other acts lined up to wow spectators. Demonstrating a blend of elegance and balance on horseback this evening starting at 6:30 p.m. will be the Diamond Willow Vaulting Club, followed throughout the rest of the weekend by performances from the Wildrose Cowgirls Trick Riding Team as well as Noemi Kerjali, from Quebec, a trick rider extraordinaire. There will of course also be traditional staple events such as mutton busting, wild pony racing, and junior barrel racing, as well as BS Bingo and Friday Night Fireworks, conditions permitting, with the Cowboy Cabaret on Saturday night. The Sundry Rodeo and Race Association endeavors to continually upgrade and add to the rodeo grounds, and this year was no exception. "We do have brand new bucket chutes in our arena," said Crouch, adding they were sourced local to Alberta from 2W Livestock in Nanton. "We replaced all 8 of them," he said. "We're pretty excited about that. Additionally, the association improved all-around accessibility. We enclosed our entire main grandstand with concrete, just to be more wheelchair-friendly," he said. "There will also be some live, outdoor musical entertainment on Saturday night. We've rented a stage and we've got a concert in the arena," said Crouch, adding Lindsay Butler will be performing an opening show for Drew Gregory. Meanwhile, members of the McDougall Chapel will once again be manning the Family Fun Zone during daytime performances. After being cancelled in 2020 due to the pandemic, the Sundry Pro Rodeo made a delayed return late last season with a record turnout for Saturday performances, but there was no parade or pancake breakfast. Related. Record turnout for return of Sundry Pro Rodeo, however, both of those Saturday morning events are back on the docket, with the pancake breakfast at Fresson Bros starting at 7 a.m. followed by the parade at 10 a.m. "We're excited the parade's coming back again this year," said Crouch. "It's a huge part of our rodeo and we haven't had a parade for a couple years." Visit www.sunderrodeo.com for more information about this weekend's action, including a schedule of events.